say something you don't like it, we'd go back and correct it. Not a big deal. Okay. This is Kate Harness for 307 Net Radio, and this afternoon I'm very fortunate. I've been joined by Marcia Goddard and Travis Pearson, who are two of our three newbies on the school district board. So welcome, and thank you for taking a moment with me.
Thank you.
So we wanted to take a moment because, as I say, you are the newbies on the block. It was a few months ago, and we were sitting down talking about your candidacy and what you hope to achieve and what your vision was and so on, and I thought it might be interesting if we just checked in and see how that's going and what you've learned. So what have you been doing in the last couple of months that you've actually been with your feet under the table as a school board trustee? Marcia?
A lot of reading and getting just familiar with how much is involved in the school board, really. It was a much bigger job, I think, than I ever expected.
And you both have been on boards before, haven't you?
Yes.
So you thought, it's a board. I know what a board is. It wasn't a completely new vista for you.
I think the thing that's so, there's just so much that comes because schools aren't just your town. There's the district, there's the state level, now there's federal level, there's lots of stuff that happened with COVID that we're still dealing with now with funds and just even getting familiar with the terminology of everything it is a lot. It's, as we've all said, and Travis very much said, it's a fire hose. Mm-hmm. And that's...
We're drinking from it.
I don't know if drinking yet, but we're trying.
Okay. Travis, what about you? Does that echo your experience too? You have a lot of experience in the private sector and some in the public sector. So
yeah.
How does this all come to you?
There was a heck of a learning curve, a lot of new terminology and a whole battery of acronyms that they use very commonly and everybody knows what they're talking about. I just learned, what's the SIO or whatever they're batting about. I have to question it a lot. I kind of feel like my first few months I have been a walking question. So I'm leaning hard on Chairman Jan. She's taking care of me. I have to go to Dave Bellis and, all right, explain to me what it is that this thing tells me. I got the document, but it's not, it doesn't mean anything because I don't know what it says. Anyway, I've leaned hard on our leadership and our experienced members. And the admin team has been fabulous. Connie has killed herself to explain a lot of the finances.
Connie Gay, the business manager.
Yeah, our business manager.
Okay.
So she and her whole team have just been over backwards to explain in little bitty words that I can follow along. This is what we're doing. But they're managing a massive ship. And to be frank, they've got some messes that need cleaned up that they inherited. And it's a big job. The ship's turning, but it isn't going to do it on a dime. So
they're
working hard to educate me. But I'm finally starting to get to where I am following most of the conversations and can throw in some things that may help. But so far, I'm mostly a walking question.
So, Marcia, you mentioned reading. Mm-hmm. I think there's been a huge amount of reading material for you. There have been some trainings, too. Have you been able to go to those? And did you learn anything? Were they useful if you were able to attend?
I thought the one thing that we did, and I don't know that any other school board member has received this or not, but they took a day for us newbies, took us aside, and really talked about, okay, this is the business office, this is what this does, and this is what we're doing here, and trying to get us up to speed, more of like an orientation type of a day, and that was incredibly useful, and also I feel like it just gave us... it helped us feel more comfortable in our roles and saying, oh, they're here to help us. We're not alone. We're not supposed to be the leaders right at this moment. We're learning. Everyone on this board is learning, and we're doing this together. And it's a great feeling, actually. It's a really, really good
team.
So you
have a sense of being in a team and a collaborative effort here.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Yeah.
And the library they put together for us at that training with just a whole sequence of web links that you could go through. She tagged them all out and labeled them. When you want to know more about this subject, go here. But she had put a lot of time and effort into organizing for us. This is where you go learn all the things that you need to know, mm-hmm. and that helped phenomenally. Yeah. I was able to get the things that I had been looking for weeks, and suddenly it's click, click, and I'm right what I need to find.
Well, that's so nice, isn't it? When you can expedite your learning and really streamline what you're looking for. So, what has surprised you? Anything?
You know what I was most surprised about? I feel like everyone said, oh, don't run for the school board. That's a terrible thing to do. Like, it's just, it can be naughty at times. People disagree. And so far, I feel like everyone, we know that we're independent thinkers. We're not going to have the same idea. But everyone is so kind and courteous and professional. And it's just, it's so welcoming. Like I said, I feel like it's a safe place for all of us. We feel like everyone has your back, and that's a good thing. It's a good team we have right now.
There's legends of the school board fights that everybody comes out mad and stomping and all of this stuff. And we've had some pretty vigorous discussions where, you know, there were different opinions, and we batted them around until we came up with what we felt as a group was the best option. But everybody can come out of there and sort of turn off that whole thing and say, all right, you know, we all tried and we all said our best. But we come together pretty good at the end so far. That's been good. The surprising thing to me is I've learned how much I enjoy so much of this. There's a ton of things I didn't have a clue was happening. And now that I'm reading up on them and learning more, I just have enjoyed learning all the things that the district has going on. So many irons in the fire.
So any of your goals or objectives changed? Do you have a different vision now? It's just a few months, but do you have a different vision than when you were standing as candidate for your role on school board, what you can actually do, where your focus and attention is going to lie?
I don't know if I would say so much changed, but now I feel like maybe I know better ways or how we're going to make differences. And just, you know, still I feel as a newbie we're just kind of learning that role. And even the other day I was talking to someone saying sometimes I'm not sure where, like, my parent line versus school board line, where that boundary really is, and I don't know how to cross that yet, but I'm learning, I guess. But I think in the end our vision is still, like, being there for the students. We want to be a successful district. We want kids to have a successful education and just be great people in the end when they're done with our schooling.
Yeah. I don't know that mine's changed so much either. It's starting to get a map on how to get there, but we're blessed with great teachers in our district. They're out there working hard and harder than even I realized, having been in the school for a few years now. But they're doing so many things, working so hard at it. I've had a ball getting to know them a little better on the different committees. The policy committee is great because everybody comes in and, I mean, we've really had some good knock and drag outs in that one, but it always ends up friendly, and we come up with, so far, real good policy that the board has liked. But it's been really fun to get to know the teachers better and get to interact with them a little more and see so many of them are just doing this out of a passion. They just love helping the kids, seeing them grow, and it's fun to work with people like that.
So you both have kids in the school district, in the lower, they're younger, your kids are younger, they're not in high school yet, middle school and below. And so you are somewhat of a bridge, and Marcia, you touched on this, you know, how to be a parent and how to be a school board trustee, you know, and that's a difficult place. What message would you have for parents about navigating this role? What would you be able to say to parents?
Well, one, I hope that parents feel comfortable coming to the board members, that there's a lot that we don't know that someone else may know. I don't know everything about every school. I mean, I'm still trying to get in and get a feel for everything. And the more schools that you attend through here, the more you understand them. But still, I would hope that they would still feel comfortable with any issues, or even I love it when people come to the board meetings and, you know, sing those praises of things that are going well in the district, because there's a lot of things that are good, and we need to not only just dwell on the bad things, but we need to celebrate these great things that we're doing and the positive things. So we're a great district, and we're going to get better. That's make the better best, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. I've been fascinated to learn how much it matters when the parents get engaged, when the parents come to the schools and participate in the different events, come to the sporting events, all of the things. But the engaged parents seem to be pushing the school district in the direction that they want their kids' education to go. So I was shocked to learn how much different it makes to students to have their parents actively engaged in the school process with them. Those kids succeed at phenomenal rates. And so we've been pushing hard to bring as many parents in, include as many of them as we can get. But I didn't realize it was that linked, how much the parents are engaged to how successful the students' education is. I never knew that until I started studying this one.
Sure, and I think, you know, 307 Net Radio has done a number of interviews with Superintendent Charles Oski on a regular basis, and it has been a recurrent and common theme of, you know, parent-school engagement and what does that look like. And I believe, you know, Charles has an ambitious and grand plan to expand that, keep it growing, keep it dynamic, and so on. And there are little green shoots already beginning, but the more that that can happen, absolutely, the better everybody, including the student, appears to be. And that's a research-based phenomenon, not just something that somebody dreamt up with. Would be a good idea.
Yeah, it takes a village. Right? There's a lot of us that are going to have to make this thing go round. So, to be a team.
So, talking about team, I'd like to ask you, and Travis, you mentioned, you know, how helpful professionals in the administrative office and those skilled, expert professionals, some of whom were teachers and some of them were not, but how helpful they've been. And I was interested if you have any remarks or observations about where you feel your role as trustees end and where it kind of then, when administration really takes over. You know, that's, I think sometimes there's been a confusion as to how much a school board trustee can actually affect in actuality, and maybe it's a professional role, you know, in the admin office or even in an individual school. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, we're having some success, actually. The policy becomes everything. The direction that we want the school to go is sort of the key role, and we keep trying to refine that and make it as good as we can get it, and we work on a little bit every month. But at some point, you've pushed the policy. Here's our directive. This is what we're asking our school district to do. And then we've got to back off and let our admin team take that out there and make that happen. So it really is way more difficult than I would have guessed to not, you know, I want to come running into the school and put the fire out. Right now, I'll just go down there and change a thing and fix it today. And I've struggled to be like, no, that's not what you're doing here. We have experts that do that. You just need to focus on the big picture, make sure we're going in the right direction. So it was a learning curve for me. I expected it to be way more hands-on, and I'm figuring out that the highly functioning districts, the board is not hands-on. They are totally offering big picture and command direction and then getting out of the way of the experts who do it. So that was tougher than I ever dreamed it would be.
I think along with that, there has to be, the board has to trust who we have put in command. And there has to be that mutual respect and that relationship there to say, hey, this is the policy, this is what's going on, this is how we expect it to be handled, or this, we need to follow these procedures that we're bound to by a board. And so, like you said, it's not really hands-on, but it's more trusting the people that we've given those tasks to and knowing they're going to get the job done.
So we've talked in pretty general terms about what you've been doing and how the volume of it and some of the mechanics, but can you just give an example of the things that have been coming up before you and what you see coming up in maybe the next 3 or 6 months? What are the things that are actually being discussed? They are, of course, available. They're all public information, but not everybody has the time to go in and look at that blow by blow like you've been. But what have you been working on?
Well, the calendar's coming up, so that's a big one, and that's really big with parents, because this year we want to try to actually get 2 academic calendars set for us, and so we have a committee working on that at the moment that's supposed to be doing some surveys.
I have an email as a parent, and you probably have it too, that I'm to respond to and throw my throw my thoughts into the blender on that. The calendar is one. Mm-hmm. What else have you been working on?
We've had some personnel swapping out. We've got to get a new transportation director up and running, and so that's been something we've been watching fairly closely. We've been blessed for a long time to have a
transportation. Is a big deal, because it, without really good transportation, all sorts of other things can't come into place as well, can they?
Right.
And it hampers after school activities. Mm-hmm. It hampers kids just getting to school.
Yeah.
And again, with Charles Oskey, we talked to him at one point about maybe looking at non-traditional ways of transporting kids to school-oriented or school-based events and so on. Mm-hmm. Have you had any more conversations about how to get that happening?
I don't recall ever being involved in one of those conversations yet. I know the biggest thing we're dealing with right now is just getting more drivers out there and filling some of those positions. I know that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, the recruit and retain is a big push.
Retention is huge.
So that's one we keep bumping up against too. One of the other ones we've been working hard on was there's so many different directives on using federal money that will literally contradict the state directives. If it's state of Wyoming money, you have to give preference to in-state bidders. If it's federal, you can't give preference to in-state bidders. So then we have a couple of projects where previous teams mixed those monies up, and we're literally now stuck between a directive to do so and to not do so, and trying to sort out how do we extract ourselves from the thorn bush is a deal, but we've really been trying to come up with some.
And you mentioned that there are a couple of messes that need to be cleaned up. What's been going on?
Oh, just some of the ESSER funds that we got during the COVID thing, they seem to have stopgapped a lot of different funding issues with it. And as we start studying more and more and more what we're learning about those things, some of those we might need to offset and change how we funded different activities.
I don't think we're the only district dealing with this problem. There, again, Connie Gay had a conference that we held in Buffalo a couple of weeks ago, and we invited office managers, our school business managers from around the state to come, and I think she said over 30 districts attended this, and lots of great information on how we're not doing things correctly and how to correct these funds, because those were huge things that we need to do properly and make sure that it's all accounted for the correct way. But kudos to Connie for doing that, because it was a really huge success. I think our team learned a ton from that, and we as a district, I feel like, are hopefully ahead of the game, other than some districts who didn't realize maybe these things are going to start happening. I don't really understand the whole rules that were followed, but apparently they're constantly changing underneath of us of how things are supposed to be, you know.
A big piece of the issue, this thorn bush, wasn't of anybody in the district's making. The Congress pushed those ESSER funds through so fast that they sort of skipped overriding the rules on how they wanted them to be spent. And now they're retroactively coming back and say, well, it was meant to be spent in thus and such a way.
Yeah.
That would have been great to know a year and a half ago when we were worrying about these problems. But
right. It was, because here's your money, you have to spend it now. But wait, we didn't give you these guidelines. So
now we want you to account for it. So it's
we're going
to
get it.
We'll get in front of it. And she's about to get her straightened out. But a lot of this is not our mess, but we're cleaning it up because we don't have a choice.
And of course, in a couple of blinks, we're going to be at the end of the school year.
I know.
And it will be summer, and then we'll be looking at a new academic year. What do you think is coming down the pipe?
Well, you know, I know there's talk of, they did a survey, and I don't remember this one, but it was a couple years ago maybe, asking what schedules we liked, how do you feel about the half-day Fridays, full-day Fridays, four-day, and so we need to take a look at those and see what's, and look around the state too at other schools and see what schedules really are working.
Right.
And I know that, you know, there's a lot of talk in the high school about the block schedulings that are done. Is this an effective model for our students? Or do we need to change and go back to more of a 7 class period or something like that, that our kids are going to be more successful. It's really what's going to be the best for the students. That's what's driving these things.
But the higher performing districts are doing that. Yes. They're back into the more traditional 7 period, 8 period days, mm-hmm. where you're in front of your core teachers every single day,
right.
working on the foundations.
And
so,
it makes sense, because you skip a day, I'm forgetful. How do you expect a kid to remember what they did 2 days ago and catch up again? So it's, you know, if it's going to be best for them to learn every single day, I'm all for it.
And I just have to ask, how is the activities review committee proceeding? That was a big one for many parents. Many parents are interested in what that group will
come forward
with.
I don't know that we have a committee on that yet, or none of us on the board are on it at the moment, is what my understanding is, but I might have missed the bus on that one too.
No, I'm afraid I'm in the same boat. It was
yeah.
not one of the committees I was assigned
mm-hmm.
to, and
right.
I've been trying so hard to learn
right.
mine that...
I had to go and ask someone else.
Yeah, I think that was asked last night. I thought Jody brought that up last night, because she maybe was on that board at one, or that committee, but I don't think any of us are on that mm-hmm. at this moment.
But it was part of the work session yesterday. They mm-hmm. brought out a new goal sheet that each of the
yes.
board's going to fill out, and we'll all come together and see if we can, you know, come up with the best way to handle funding for the coming year.
Right.
And this is the hard decisions where we're going to have to look at it and say, how many people are doing these things? Where are we spending our time and our money? Because it's a huge amount of activities to cover with 20%
right.
of the budget. So
yeah.
we're going to have to get into the
It's hard
weeds.
To think about when you realize that your budget, you know, and it's important that so much of it goes to salaries and benefits. And so then you have this little slice of pie to dole out between the rest of it. And so I feel like we have to make those choices of, I get activities are wonderful and we want our children to be diverse and have all these experiences, but at the same time, we need to properly educate them to be successful in life down the road too. So that's a tough scale.
Computer skills versus traveling teams becomes an issue. And this is one where, as we were speaking about earlier, the board is going to have to step up here and take a little leadership. This is how we want you to spend our money. These are the priorities of the community, and give the admin team something to work with. It's
mm-hmm.
been traditional in school boards to just dump the snowball over the hill and smile and see how it lands. That's not going to cut it here. We're going to actually have to step up, lock in these goals and where we think we need to focus our spending
mm-hmm.
and get the community priorities right. So that was our homework literally last night
yeah.
from the thing. And it's, oh boy, I just read through it.
It's daunting.
it sounds like you have a lot of homework.
Yeah,
yes.
It is a fair bit. Yes, it is.
So is there anything else that you'd like to add before we close?
I just want to again say I'm just really excited to be on this board. It has been so fun getting to know everyone on here so far, learning how the whole system works. It's great getting to know the teachers, the admin, to understand how our district is working. And I hope that anyone, anytime, feels like they can come to any of us and approach us with anything at all. And when we're around, don't feel like you're some board member. We're parents too.
We're parents in the district.
You know, we're all the same team here.
Yeah, that's sort of my sentiments too, is I really want to encourage the teachers, the staff, and of course all the parents and even students that have concerns or questions, please come talk to us. It's really difficult to know what's going on in all of these buildings over all these areas, and the sports and traveling teams are out there on their own in a lot of cases. So the more input we get, the more people will come up and talk to us, tell us what they need, what is the district doing well, and what do we got to improve on. That stuff helps us a lot at the top, and where we can start making some changes that need to happen. So
right.
please get involved, fill out your surveys, return them, talk to us, we're trying to help, but we sure can use some input on how to do that the best way.
Right.
Well, Marsha Goddard, Travis Pearson, thank you so very much for taking a moment to explain your recent experience as a new-ish
yes.
school board member. I hope that we can catch up with you again, maybe at the end of the year, and get another opportunity to see where you are and what you still think. So thank you very
Sounds
much,
great.
And thank you on behalf of all parents and students in the district for the hard work that you are clearly putting in. Thank you.
Thank you.